Greetings. Welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I'm your host, Steve Nordyke, and we are one stinking minute away from our fantasy football draft. I don't know what pick I am yet. I'm just logging in. I know it's kind of late. We're going to see how this thing works out. Oh, man, I'm ninth. God damn it. That's the worst. You're going to see... You're going to hear some anger, because I'm not going to get anybody good. I have to make a bunch of trades. I mean, the place where you want to be... Well, first of all, thanks for joining me. We have an Average Joe's listener draft, again, is number two. We had one last year where I got crushed. This year, we're going to have one, I think, middle of July, maybe end of July. $10 Yahoo Custom League, but it's going to have standard Yahoo settings. 10 teams, just like a Yahoo League. Email me if you want to get in. avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. Draft is starting. Man, and what a crazy draft this is. You really need to get on them running backs. They're going way high. Like, the top, like last year it was like the top, what, four running backs, and then you had Antonio Brown maybe or David Johnson going five, something like that. This year it's like the top seven running backs or eight before you get a receiver. And it's ridiculous. It really is. It's so frustrating. We had just had Saquon Barkley number one, Alvin Kamara number two, Elliott number three. I never would have taken Elliott over my man McCaffrey. I'm picking ninth. I'm going to take a freaking – I don't know who I'm going to take. I'm really upset. I hope a receiver falls. It just disgusts me. McCaffrey went fourth. Yeah, picking ninth sucks. I mean, you want to be in the top five, honestly, or top seven, so you can get one of these running backs. I mean, even Connor somewhere in the, like, seventh maybe, but I have a hard time taking Connor over DeAndre Hopkins. I really do. I mentioned that in my rankings draft, our rankings episode. DeAndre Hopkins is a special guy, and I would be great to get him ninth. It's not going to happen, but yeah, we'll see what happens. I really don't want to take David Johnson. I don't really want to take Connor. Todd Gurley just went, that which is nuts. I've had a couple drafts already. He's never gone that high, fifth, and he seems to be dropping every draft I've done. I think three or four. And now he goes fifth. That's ridiculous. So somebody who just went seventh just got a steal because they're going to get a great player. Le'Veon Bell went sixth. Melvin Gordon is still there. Just went seventh. I hope David Johnson or Connor goes, please don't take Hopkins. Please don't take Hopkins. Please don't take Hopkins. He's still there. James Connor just went. Hopkins is going ninth. You know what I'm going to do? You know, honestly, the idea here is for me to take Hopkins, for this guy behind me to take Johnson and Adams, and me to take my man Dalvin Cook. David Johnson just went. Devontae Adams just went. Oh, I could take Odell. Oh, my God. Do I take Odell or do I take Dalvin Cook? I love Dalvin Cook. I think he's going to have a big, big year. But Odell is still there. Wow. What a decision. To have the top two receivers in my book. Wow, wow, wow. Putting me to the test already. You know what I'm going to do? Double down receivers. God, I hate doing that. I really do. I mentioned it last year that when I'm picked late in the draft, I don't have a problem taking big-time receivers. That I actually liked it because there's running backs. There's a bunch of them. And there really is. There's a just, like, when I did my draft rankings, there's like 30 running backs or 40 running backs. I mean, there's so many guys. I'm taking eight running backs in drafts, eight, nine running backs. Last draft I did, I had nine freaking running backs. So I don't have a problem taking running backs. I know some of them are going to, you know, I'll be dropping them before the season starts. But, man, it's just hard to, and Juju just went next. I took, yeah, Devontae Adams went 11. I took Odell 12. Juju went. Julio Jones went. I'm up in 14 picks. You know, I can only pray that, I'm not even going to say it. You know what I'm thinking? I hope you know what I'm thinking. If you know me, you know what I'm thinking. And if I say it out loud, I'm going to lose the guy. There's no way I'm going to get him. Anyways, now that I got 14 picks to wait, Antonio Brown went 15th, which is really two rounds early. So I feel good about getting on that receiver binge there. So yeah, so if you're picking top five, you're taking a running back, easy. It's a no-brainer. Outside of that, I think you're stretching for guys like Connor and Gordon. Gordon was injured last year. Connor, I'm really not sold on. Maybe that's just me, but I have a hard time taking him there. But you could take him. Like, if he goes down at ninth, where I was just at, if there was no DeAndre Hopkins there, I would have taken Connor. You know, if you know, Gurley hadn't gone, which he shouldn't have gone. So, really, DeAndre should not have been there, or Connor shouldn't have been, whatever. I would have taken Connor ninth, and then I would have packaged Connor and tried to trade up. Joe Mixon just went 16th. That's what this is all about at the bottom of this draft here. You know, now that I have the two sweet receivers, it's going to be hard for me unless I trade one straight up for a running back. Or unless I package like Odell and, I don't know, Devontae Freeman to go up and get somebody like Kamara, which is possible or which is something I would do. I've already made a couple trades. While Michael Thomas went 17th, Kelsey went 18th, which is insane. So some of the trades I've already made, I traded Leonard Fournette, my third-round pick, and Devontae Freeman, my fourth-round pick, for Melvin Gordon, first-round pick, eighth overall, which is great. Third and four for number one. Even though Gordon, like I mentioned, I really like Devontae Adams, or Devontae, what the hell is his name? The guy I just drafted. DeAndre Hopkins, sorry. Jeez Louise, man, this is going fast. So I really like DeAndre Hopkins, but, ooh, there was Nick Chubb, 19th, which I think is insane. And George Kittle, 20th, which I also think is insane. It doesn't make any sense to me. Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, 21st. Who's still on the board? I mean, you still have the guy that I want that I'm not going to say. He'll be gone for sure. But you have some good receivers left. Yeah, I'm looking to double down on Fournette and probably either Damian Williams or my man Aaron Jones. I'm going to queue up Aaron Jones right now. I'm going to queue up Fournette right now. And I'm going to try to queue up Devontae Freeman if I can find him. Because those are the guys I'm looking at my next two picks. You know, realistically, those are the guys I could get. Mike Evans just went. So we have receivers run here. We got some running backs. Running backs just get overdrafted. I mean, Nick Chubb, you're looking at a guy who in, you know, half the season, he's going to be competing with Kareem Hunt, who's better than him. So it's going to be tough for him to hang on to, you know, unless he really just, I mean, 150 yards a game, you know, and Kareem Hunt just gets shelved, it could possibly happen. I don't think it's going to. Kareem Hunt is amazing. Derrick Henry, he emerged last year, but he only had a couple, you know, a handful or less really, really good games. Maybe this is the year he puts it forward. That's why he's going in the freaking leading off the third round. You know, people are hoping that. Here's the guy. Kind of like when Jay Ajayi broke out and had 200-yard games, you know. Here's the guy who's going to come in and have 1,800 yards, and he flamed out. Henry could be that guy, too. So there's worry at the top of the third round. That's crazy. There goes Dalvin Cook, 23rd, the guy that I really wanted. Ertz, 24th. Tight ends going just crazy. I don't really understand. I mean, there's nice tight end value later. But Alvin Cook's a great value there. Really, really great value. So when I'm taking receivers, I'm taking receivers ahead of these running backs because the receivers are better. You know, DeAndre Hopkins is better than James Conner. There's really no doubt. DeAndre Hopkins is a guy who could have like 1,800 yards and 15 touchdowns. That's league winning right there. You know, if you have that, league winning. I also traded him for Le'Veon Bell in a league. Already, I'll tell you the trade right here. I traded DeAndre Hopkins, David Montgomery, the rookie from Chicago, and Jerick McKinnon. You know, because I have running backs really coming out my ass. I have a bunch of running backs all over the place for Le'Veon Bell, Robbie Anderson, and Cortland Sutton, which, you know, Anderson I like. Normally you get a big guy like Bell and they get like the last two picks. Well, Anderson and Sutton are contributors. Anderson could be really good. I mean, Anderson's right there with, you know, somebody like McKinnon, you know, or better than McKinnon. I'm up next. I got to focus here for a second. Sorry. We got Amari Cooper still there. I'm going to take Fournette. Should I take Jones? I'm going to take Jones first because I don't have Jones anywhere. And I'm hoping the guy behind me who took a running back and a receiver last time does the same thing again. Takes something like Cooper. Maybe he'll take Fournette or Mack. And I'll grab my man Freeman. There goes Cooper. I am in this guy's head. I'm living in his head. Now he's going to take Damian Williams. I have real estate in this guy's head. So now I'm going to take Fournette because it's Fournette's ranked higher than Freeman. I think Fournette has a better chance of really, I don't know. Who knows? They're both fine. Talking on my ass when I try to say one better than the other one, but they're both fine. They're both about the same. And Fournette's not going to last long with me. Fournette's going to have to be gone. So I'm going to try to upgrade Fournette, and I'm going to hopefully get another running back next round if I can get God willing, Freeman. But if I could package Fournette with one of these guys, I don't want to trade Jones. You know, normally I'd be like Jones and Fournette, but I really don't want to trade Jones because Jones could be 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns, and he could be that great. Let me look at some picks here. Let me catch up a little bit. So round three, we had Derrick Henry, Mike Evans, Dalvin Cook, Zach Ertz, T.Y. Hilton, Patrick Mahomes, Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen, Aaron Jones, Amari Cooper. Then round four, Damian Williams, Leonard Fournette, Sony Michel, A.J. Green, and Josh Jacobs. Man, you really have, I mean, you're in round four and you're picking guys like Sony Michel, who I like, but they're going to have like 47 running backs in New England. You're taking guys like Damian Williams, who's going to have to fight off Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde sucks. I think Damian Williams is going to be just fine. I think it's a really nice pick there, actually. Carlos Hyde sucks. But Damian Williams is a journeyman, you know? Who to say that he is the guy who crushed last year? And Josh Jacobs is a rookie. So we'll see. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen rookies get drafted early. And we saw rookies last year flame out. Rashad Penny, terrible. What's the guy in Tampa Bay? Ronald Jones, terrible. Geis, injured. Freeman, terrible. So you're taking a guy in the fourth round. You want him to be, the guy who went behind him, Kerryon Johnson, Stephon Diggs. Diggs is going to start and contribute. Kerryon Johnson is going to start and potentially, bust out. So you're taking one of these rookies, hoping that he could be, Todd Gurley or something, But it's just early. It's just reaching all day long, and you have to because there's no freaking running backs. So there goes my guy. That's just great. Round four, Damian Williams, Leonard Fournette, Sony Michel, A.J. Green, Josh Jacobs, Kerryon Johnson, Stephon Diggs, Devonta Freeman, Marlon Mack, Robert Woods. Excuse me. Then Cooper Kupp, 41. Just too early for him, I think, coming off of an ACL. Too early. Brandon Cooks, Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman's great. I'm up in five picks. Man, these things fly. Let me tell you about my draft, my trade, my big trade. I traded Hopkins, David Montgomery, and Jerick McKinnon for Le'Veon Bell, Anderson, and Sutton. And basically, I took Hopkins, I think, eighth. Bell went fifth. I needed that run. I still have Odell on that team. So I needed a running back. I didn't have anybody really great. And I feel like, I just feel like that Bell could be, 1,500 yards rushing, 800 yards, 700 yards receiving. Or, 2,000 yards combined, 1,300 yards rushing, 700 yards receiving, 12, 15 touchdowns. It was a tough trade for me to make. Normally, I don't like making trades that are that close. I like to win every trade at the jump there. Running backs is such a premium. Up in two picks, we just had guys like freaking Calvin Ridley go, Kenny Galladay, Andrew Luck just went. Wow, that's something. Aaron Rodgers just went. Now we got a situation going on here. I mean, the best running back, Hunter Henry's still there. He might be my guy. Philip Lindsay is there, but he's injured. He had a nice year last year. But I just don't want to take a guy that early who could be, get some carries taken away by Freeman. Tarik Cohen, Tyler Lockett. Wow, we are really struggling right now. Where's my man? David Montgomery is there. So now I'm looking down. So I am going to take. Who the hell was I going to take there? Hunter Henry first. Then I'm going to come back with a running back. Let me take Hunter Henry because I think he's going to be great. The guy behind me is going to take a quarterback for sure. And probably a running back or a quarterback for sure. He's taken. I'm in his head. I'm living there. This guy. I love picking, the cutoff right before the guy in the wheel there. He took Alshon Jeffrey, which I didn't expect because Alshon Jeffrey's garbage. And I'm going to take David Montgomery too when he comes back around. Or do I take Carson? Oh, he just went. Ah! Damn it. Do I dare take Lindsay? Wow. Oh, Ingram's there. Oh, I'm taking Ingram all day long. I didn't even see him. Easy pick. Well, that was... I would have taken Ingram first if I had known he was there. I didn't see him. I missed him. So that's great. Now we're going to send out trades. We're going to send out freaking Fournette and Ingram all day long. And see, I'm going to trade off to everybody in the league. Fournette and Ingram for any of these top six or seven running backs. See if anybody takes one, Like I said, I took Fournette and Freeman and got Melvin Gordon. That worked out. So maybe it'll work out in my favor again. I don't know. We'll see. What's the worst that they can say is no? LOL? Yeah, that always hurts my feelings when they say LOL. So yeah, that's what I'm looking for now. Now I'm in this part of the draft here. Round seven? What round are we in? Round six. I need guys that I can package and trade. I'm not trading my receivers. Ingram has value. Hoping to get David Montgomery back. I'm gonna start my run on running backs. I'm not taking a quarterback unless Deshaun Watson comes back in two rounds. At 13 picks, if he's still there, I'd consider it. But again, that's just because I get tempted. I see something shiny. I'm like, ooh, Deshaun Watson's there, and he's, I don't know. If he's there in 13 picks, I'll tell you what, I'll seriously consider taking him. I doubt he will be though, because you're looking at a guy who could be the number one player overall, and that's the reason I'd like to take him. I would consider Jared Cook coming back. Because Jared Cook is sweet. I'm adding guys in my queue right now. I'm going on the list looking at guys I would take. There goes Deshaun Watson, by the way. I'm looking at guys I would take. Tarik Cohen, I'll put him on the list, but I'm not going to take him. Probably Tyler Lockett, maybe. Geis, Tyreek, Sammy Watkins, Butker. Kenyon Drake is there. David Montgomery's already there. I mean, Kenyon Bellage, maybe. So you keep an eye on Kenyon Bellage, but Drake should be the starter. I mean, Gaze hated him last year. But Drake is electric. He can do some things in that backfield. Miami's terrible. Miami it should be in play for the number one overall pick, which means, I don't know, maybe they give Drake the ball a bunch and try to trade him. Build up his value a little bit. Who knows? Tyler Boyd on the list. Kyler Murray, you're on the list. James White, you are not. Robbie Anderson, you're on the list. Jordan Howard, you're on the list. But I don't. Philadelphia backfield is just a disaster. Tyler Lockett just got drafted. Tevin Coleman, you're on the list. I'm just adding running backs because they had the most possible value. I mean, if Sterling Shepard catches an extra pass, it doesn't matter. He's still going to be there. But if somebody gets injured, somebody takes a job, then you're looking at a guy who, you know, all of a sudden he's a freaking second rounder or a first rounder. That's why I'm loading up with running backs. There goes David Montgomery, son of a bitch. I like Golden Tate, by the way, for the Giants. I think he could be nice. I mean, that's about as far as Eli can throw it, 6 yards. Geis just went. Adding McKinnon to my list. I'm up in six picks. McCoy probably getting cut. Miles Sanders, add to my list. Maybe Dante Pettis, I don't know. Rashad Penny, add to the list. I mean, what happens if Chris Carson goes down? I mean, Penny was started off slow, but he had pretty good numbers and limited action. You know, and he's supposed to be in good shape, whatever that means. So let's say Chris Carson struggles. Let's say Chris Carson gets injured. Let's say Penny really looks well. He all of a sudden you have a second rounder. From the depths of this draft board, you have a second rounder. I'm going down the list, and there's my man Darrell Henderson all over that handcuff. CJ Anderson as well. DD. I don't know. Jameis is gonna be my starting quarterback. I'm a big fan. Maybe get Jameis. Maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of quarterbacks that I like. I love Sam Darnold. I like Josh Allen, both stepping up and being better than last year. They're on the waiver wire. I just added Ronald Jones on my list. Same with Cousins. He's not getting drafted. So why would you invest a third round pick or fourth round pick in a quarterback when you just grab Cousins off the wire? Doesn't make any sense to me. Jalen Samuels, Madden on my list. Tarik Cohen just went, by the way. Man, there's not going to be a lot of guys left for me. My whole list is going. I just added Trey Burton. Now I'm going to add Carlos Hyde. Geronimo Allison, we'll add him. He could be the number two. Mike Davis, we'll add him. He could be the number one. Royce Freeman, we'll add him. I mean, all about the running backs. They have the most possible value down here. Why would you take Phillip Rivers? You know what Phillip Rivers is. There's nothing that Phillip Rivers is going to do that's going to change that. Maybe Sam Darnold is great and throws, 28 touchdowns and 12 interceptions and, I don't know, 3,900 yards. That's great. You know, you can get them off the waiver wire. Every quarterback does that. I think I'm pretty much run out of the list. Oh, yeah, Dante Foreman. Jordan Howard just went. Funchess is down there. I like Funchess a lot to be the number two there in Indy. He hasn't really shown much in his career, but he is talented. And Andrew Luck could possibly put him in good positions to succeed. And I'm up next. James White just went. I think that was Matt Breida. There's Ito Smith. Love Ito. And then Peyton Barber. Peyton Barber should be the starter. He's on top of my list. Kenyon Drake, Jared Cook, Tyler Boyd. Baker Mayfield is still there. See, now this is where I get tempted. Do I take freaking Baker Mayfield 69th overall? Man, oh man. Baker Mayfield's there. I got Kenyon Drake. I think I'm going to take Baker Mayfield because I think he's going to go next. If he's not, if the guy doesn't, if I don't take him, he's going to go. I'm taking Baker. I just did what I said I wouldn't do. God, why does anybody listen to me? I just lie. All the, I just lies. Lie after lie after lie. Lie, 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 lie. Anyways, this guy behind me is probably upset now because I think he's going to take Baker. Baker, again, could be the number one guy. There was Kenyon Drake. You son of a bitch. Oh, that hurts. All I ever wanted was Kenyon Drake, and there he goes. Well, now I'm pissed. There goes Jared Cook. Both guys I would have taken. Tyler Boyd is there. Tevin Coleman. Wow. Do I take Tyler Boyd? There is. That's terrible. Oh, my goodness. Maybe Tevin Coleman? Let's take Tevin Coleman. Why not? Golly. What a disappointment. Probably should have taken Ebron. Maybe I could have doubled down on tight ends. There goes David Njoku. Oh, man. Those picks didn't work out the way I wanted. I probably should have taken either. Probably should have taken Drake first and seen what happens. Whatever. Great. Let me read some picks here. Catch up in the draft. I don't know where the hell we are. All right, let's start with round five. I think that's about where we are. Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks, Julian Edelman, Kenny Galladay, Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore, Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers. This is way too early for quarterbacks. Hunter Henry, Alshon Jeffrey, worthless. Henry, great pick. Oh, it's by me. Surprise. Chris Carson, Mark Ingram, another great transcendent pick. Man. Then Philip Lindsay, O.J. Howard, Jarvis Landry, Lamar Miller. Pretty early for Miller. Quite early for Miller. Deshaun Watson. That was a good pick for Deshaun Watson, I think. I mean, if quarterbacks, I still wouldn't take a quarterback. Screw it. Tyler Lockett, Chris Godwin, David Montgomery, Darius Geis, Evan Engram, Sammy Watkins, Tarik Cohen, Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard, James. I mean, two running backs from the same team got taken back to back. And it's just so frustrating. James White, Chicago defense. That's a great pick. Defense in the seventh round. After my next two picks, we're going to talk about defenses. Baker Mayfield to me, Kenyon Drake, Jared Cook, Tevin Coleman, David Njoku, the LA Rams defense, Kareem Hunt, Rashad Penny, and the Baltimore defense. Well, that's great. Because I am taking, I don't know, another tight end maybe coming up. As much as I love Justin Tucker, I can't really justify taking him in the eighth round or ninth round. I just can't. How many spots do I have left? Oh, that was a bunch. I need running backs. Tyler Boyd just went. That was a nice pick. So the next two picks coming around, I'm looking at... Who am I looking at here? Shit, I don't know. Robbie Anderson, maybe? Robbie Anderson's up there. I like Robbie Anderson. Maybe I take Robbie Anderson. Because I will need another receiver. And I'll need another receiver, too, if I decide to trade one of these two studs. I think of Russell Wilson. Allen Robinson's still there. Oh, yeah, Allen Robinson coming back at seven picks. That's a no-brainer. But he'll be gone. Because I just noticed him. He's there. And so he'll be gone. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do in my next pick. I do want to start getting some receivers. There was Mike Williams. I do want to grab some of these running backs coming down. Who am I going to take first? I don't know. Maybe McKinnon? Maybe McKinnon. I mean, he was you know, second, third round pick last year, third round pick. And it was McKinnon and McCaffrey. They were pretty close to each other. We saw what happened. McCaffrey exploded, and McKinnon's knee exploded. So McKinnon could have that kind of value again. I mean, Breed is injured. Tevin Coleman was not good last year. I mean, everybody expected, you know, kind of like how I expect Ito Smith to be, you know, amazing if and when Freeman goes down. We expected that last year, too, and Coleman did not do that well. You know, not nearly as well as he should have. There was LeSean McCoy, which is kind of surprising because he's gone, like, the last round in every draft I've done. Here he is around nine. Up in five picks. If I'm looking at, it was Zerline, the first kicker. Congratulations. I'm looking at running backs, average pick, McKinnon's top, Daryl Henderson. That's what I'm going to take. Daryl Henderson if he's there. You know, screw it. Let's go for it. Daryl Henderson, Jalen Samuels. Handcuff, handcuff. But, yeah. That's what I'm taking. Justin Tucker just went. Allen Robinson is still there. And Allen Robinson is, I don't know, he's ranked. He goes, average pick, 57. His rank, 97. Well, good news. I'm up next, and I'm taking Daryl Henderson because I'm not convinced Gurley's knee's going to be good, and I'm not convinced he's going to last really any length of all in all the season. And if you're drafted Gurley fifth, you need to be all, if you draft Gurley at all, you need to be all over Daryl Henderson. I mean, this guy should have taken Daryl Henderson two rounds ago, honestly. If you're going to invest a fifth pick in Todd Gurley, you need to take the handcuff instantly. You know, it doesn't make any sense that he'd still be out there. And in 12 seconds, I'm going to take him and hope that McKinnon comes back. I'll take him too. Maybe I won't draft a receiver. Who knows? DeSean Jackson just went, which is absolutely asinine. Some of these players, some of these guys are idiots. Daryl Henderson, welcome to the team, baby. Someone right now is like, oh, damn it. Oh, man. I can feel it. The guy behind me is going to take this receiver. He's going to take Allen Robinson for sure. Oh, they took receiver, Corey Davis, and Matt Ryan. So now, do I take Allen Robinson, who should be better than last year? He should be. You know, coming off his injury last year, slow, didn't look great. Assuming the Bears take a step forward. But then again, we also have Jerick McKinnon sitting there. And I only have two receivers right now. Or do I really stick it into the guys who pick running backs in the first round and take Jalen Samuels? Didn't I just take a Niners running back? I did it to Coleman. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to freaking take Robinson. What the hell? All right. Now let's talk about defenses and kickers. Let's get down to some business. Last year, what was it? The Jaguars defense was starting to go in the fifth round, the seventh round, and they were miserable failures. That's exactly why I don't take defenses ever. I mean, I just, what a waste. I mean, what's a defense going to do for you? This is the question right here. This is what you need to ask yourself. How is this defense going to improve by opening week? How's it going to improve by week one? Really? Where's the value going to come from? It's not going to improve. It's going to be the same as it was now. It's never going to get better. It's only going to get worse if players start getting injured on their defense. So your defense is never going to be like, oh man, this defense now, they're amazing now. They're always going to be the same. You know, it's kind of like, actually, a kicker maybe, kind of kicker. Kickers are never going to gain value over the course of the preseason, over the course of OTAs. They're never going to gain value. You know who will gain value? Ito Smith, if Devonta Freeman goes down. You know who will gain value? Miles Sanders. If, I don't know, the 10 Philadelphia running backs get injured. You know, you got guys like David Montgomery. You have all these guys who you could be drafting, especially these, you know, later running backs that are, you know, I'll tell them, I'm a Q right here. Well, I'll look at the running backs here. We got, who's going to get better? C.J. Anderson's going to get better. Peterson, Ronald Jones, Duke Johnson, Jalen Sanders, all these guys. Carlos Hyde. What happens if Damian Williams tears an ACL? Carlos Hyde now is a third rounder, you know, late second, third rounder. Royce Freeman, if Philip Lindsay gets hurt, Royce Freeman is now a second rounder. Well, maybe not second rounder. The Broncos are terrible, but hopefully you understand what I mean. The running backs have the most potential to go from zero to top, you know, first, second round, third round guy. They have the most chance to gain value. That's where you're going to improve your team. Let's say you draft, you know, John Connor and Dalvin Cook. You have two starting running backs. And then you go ahead and you grab Freeman later or Fournette or somebody, you know, somebody like Phillip Lindsay. You know, so your running backs are pretty good. And then you go ahead and you grab Matt Breida or Ito Smith, you know, or Austin DeKeller. You know, Melvin Gordon gets hurt, which he's done before. Austin DeKeller's the number one guy. Welcome to the first round. I mean, Where would Austin DeKeller go if he was the number one running back right now? Second round? Late second round, maybe? Mid second round? That's what you're looking at here. That's And you take these guys. What's his face? Melvin Gordon's going to miss, 8 weeks. Austin Keller, now he's your running back. Maybe you trade him to somebody who's struggling. Maybe you trade him to the guy who had Gordon. He has more value than just a waiver guy now. Now all of a sudden he has real league value. And you can start improving your roster that way. It's difficult to improve your roster through the waivers unless you're picking up, one of these running backs, who is handcuffing, or somebody that, is injured in the game. Somebody comes in, runs for 150 yards, and all of a sudden they're the man. It's hard. And everybody's fighting over this guy on the waiver wire. Right now is the chance you can grab them and really load up on this, on these. They're like futures, like stock futures or something, or penny stocks, They have the chance to really boom. If they don't, you drop them. Whatever. So I don't take a defense. I'm not taking a defense. The league's not, it's not starting tomorrow. If the fantasy league, started, today is what? It's Thursday. If the league started Sunday, I'd take a kicker and take a defense. They wouldn't be that great, but I'd take one of each because I need to fill up my roster. The league starts in freaking months, Why do I need to fill up my roster right now with a defense that's never going to get better when there's all this potential just sitting out there? It doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm looking to ways to improve my roster. How am I going to improve it from now until week one? Running backs getting hurt. Receivers also get injured, but it's just not the same thing. If Julio Jones goes down, sure, you're going to get some more value out of Calvin Ridley. He's going to go up, right? But who knows what the hell they have in their bench. Same thing with, if Robbie Anderson gets hurt, nobody have any value there. What happens if Galladay gets hurt? I don't know. The Lions, they don't have any value. There's nothing that you can really do there. Whereas running backs get hurt, especially guys who are a lead back, one of these first-round guys, now all of a sudden you're in business. And we got McKinnon still there. Please don't take McKinnon. I'm up next, by the way. I love it when I was going to take a guy and I debate between two guys. And I pick player A, and then 20 picks later, player B still. Oh, son of a bitch just went. What? I was gloating, and that's what happens when you gloat. Golly. That just makes me. He lasts 19 picks, and then he goes. Of course he did. Who am I going to take now? I have no idea. I'm probably going to take a running back because there's nobody else available. Do I take Jalen Samuels or Carlos Hyde? I'm taking... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Freeman first. Just took Royce Freeman. There goes Sterling Shepard. Now it's all about running backs. I have one backup. You guys just drafted Phillip Rivers. What's the point? Why would you have Phillip freaking Rivers? He's not going to turn into... Do I take Carlos Hyde? I think I might take Carlos Hyde here. Or Deonta Foreman. I'm taking Carlos Hyde. There goes Kyler Murray. I thought about Kyler Murray. I saw him still there, but, I got my quarterback. I don't need another one. So I'm going to say it again to make sure everybody understands. Did everybody understand what I'm saying? Please, the blank looks on your faces are just, I can't tell. Running, you need to improve your team, all right? When you're drafting, you want to draft the best possible starting lineup you can get. Who gives a damn how good your bench is? They're going to play off and on. Whatever. You need to have the very best starting lineup you can get. There's really no question about that. The guys on the bench, you could have the worst, you could have dollar players on the bench, you could have the worst bench in the league. You'll crush it. You'll destroy it. You need to upgrade your starting lineup at all costs. That's what I did with DeAndre Hopkins to Bell. I felt like it was an upgrade to my starting lineup. I don't care about, I lost two backup running backs. I still have five other ones. McKinnon and David Montgomery, that trade I made. But I'm looking to improve my starting lineup any way I possibly can. Tight end, I'm just not going to be able to trade enough to get one of the top three tight ends. But I'm looking for a guy like Hunter Henry and Jared Cook. Running backs I can get. And that's why I'm loading up on the bench. If one of those guys all of a sudden, if I have nine running backs total, I have three starting, I have six on the bench, two of those six or one of those six comes through, I'm golden. Either I hang on to them and then I'm sitting on the bench, you know, and just do whatever, wait for my bye weeks, which is what a lot of teams do. They get a great guy on the bench, they just leave him there. I try to trade him. Oh, you're the new starting running back, Royce Freeman? You just ran for 200 yards, you know, 150 or something? You're on the trade block, and you're going to try to improve my receiver. You're going to try to improve this running back, 2-for-1. I have no problem overpaying. You know, if I have John Connor and, say, John Connor and Leonard Fournette, I don't have any problem trading both of those guys for, well, maybe I would have a little bit of problem, but trade both of those guys for Kamara or McCaffrey or Barkley. I'm improving a position there, right? And sure, so you can say like your flex position gets downgraded, but I'm doing that because I'm going to have 9 running backs on the bench and I have freaking 2 months to see what pans out, you know? I'm confident that I can fill in that gap with somebody as good as Fournette, you know, just without the name. And names are great when you're trading players away. They're not necessarily an indicator of success, you know what I mean? A guy who runs for 100 yards is the same as a guy with a name who runs for 100 yards. 100 yards is 100 yards. So I don't give a damn who runs it. I do care about trading, though. Because if you have a guy with no name and he runs for 100 yards, you know, maybe that's an indicator of future things. But Leonard Fournette's been a first, second-round pick before. You know, and if he starts to show again, people will be more forgiving towards him. Be like, oh, yeah, Leonard Fournette's back. Whatever. I'm loading up on my running backs on the bench. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Jalen Samuels is still there. After my next 2 picks here, I'll read off what we got. I'm never taking a kicker. I'm never taking a defense. It's stupid. I'm never taking a backup quarterback unless I draft somebody later in the draft. If I'm relying on Jameis Winston, I'm going to take 2. Probably. You know, Jameis and Kyler. Jameis and maybe, you know, somebody, you know, Jameis is my, you know, could be a boom guy. I want somebody consistent, like Cousins or Brady. Delanie Walker just went. I'm going to take either Foreman, Samuels, and Breida. Ito Smith is still there. Certainly taking Samuels first. And come back with Foreman. Lamar Miller is terrible. Lamar Miller has just been bleh. It's just whatever. Devonta Foreman could be the guy that really, you know, catches up, modernizes the backfield with Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. So we're looking at Jalen Samuels, and we're looking at Foreman. Two guys who, if their primaries go down, they're going to be number ones. There goes Fitzgerald. I will be taking Jalen Samuels and running backs for the rest of the draft. There goes Trey Burton. I have 2 picks left. How many running backs do I have right now? There goes the Los Angeles Charger defense. Congratulations, you took a defense. I'll now take Devonta Foreman. So right now I have running backs, Aaron Jones and Fournette, which I like. I think that's great. I like that a lot. And Mark Ingram. Those are good running backs. DeAndre Hopkins and Odell, I love that starting lineup. Baker Mayfield at quarterback could be the number one player. Honestly, could be. Hunter Henry could be the number one tight end. He probably won't be because Ertz and Kelsey are just that dominant, but he could be the number 3 tight end. My bench. Tevin Coleman, Daryl Henderson, Allen Robinson, Royce Freeman, Carlos Hyde, Jalen Samuels, Dante Foreman. I have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 running backs right now. 9. And 1 more pick. 2 more picks. Do I have 2 more picks left? I don't know how many picks I have left. I think I have 2 more. I don't know. Let me catch up on the picks here. That's what I'm doing here. All I'm doing is getting this potential on the bench. Loading it up. Because somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody always does. Someone's going to steal a job. Someone's going to earn a job. That always happens. I want to be the guy that has these guys, and all of a sudden I have freaking 5 top two round running backs. That's great. Great. Let's pack them together. 2-for-1 them. You know, let's go out and get Saquon Barkley or, Kamara, McCaffrey. I don't have McCaffrey in any team, by the way. Let's catch up in some of these. Wait, I don't know where the hell we are. Okay, let's go round 8. Jared Cook, Tevin Coleman to me, David Njoku, the Rams defense, which is stupid. Kareem Hunt, which is probably stupid. Rashad Penny, great pick. Baltimore defense, Tyler Boyd, Latavius Murray, Dante Pettis. I'm not taking Murray ahead of guys. I mean, if Kamara goes down, I doubt Murray's the lead horse there. Murray sucks. He can't do anything Kamara can do. Pettis, nice pick. Round 9, Russell Wilson, Mike Williams, LeSean McCoy, Greg Zuerlein, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Justin Tucker. That's my favorite pick. I love Justin Tucker a lot. And you know what? As soon as he starts getting drafted in some leagues, I'll take him. Deshaun Jackson, way too early. Daryl Henderson to me, Corey Davis, and then Matt Ryan leading off round 10. Allen Robinson to me, Steven Guskowski, Robbie Anderson, Mercole Hardman, wide receiver, Kansas City. Nice sleeper pick there, way early. I haven't even seen him get drafted yet. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Will Fuller, Adrian Peterson, Ronald Jones, Tyreek Hill, round 10. Round 11, Marvin Jones, Christian Kirk, Carson Wentz, Eric Ebron. So if you take Wentz in 11, you better double up with another quarterback. Eric Ebron, Vance McDonald, Harrison Butker, Cortland Sutton, Jaron McKinnon, Royce Freeman, to me, Sterling Shepard, and Phillip Rivers leading off round 12. Carlos Hyde, Kyler Murray, Jared Goff, Austin Hooper, Kalen Ballage. I always call him Kenyon. Kalen Ballage, Golden Tate, Alexander Mattison, Minnesota running back. Jameis Winston, Devin Singletary, Buffalo running back. Hakeem Butler, Arizona wide receiver. Kai Fairburn, Houston kicker. Buffalo defense. That's stupid. Roethlisberger, Justice Hill, Baltimore running back. DK Metcalf, sorry. Donnie Walker, Larry Fitzgerald, Jalen Samuels, Trey Burton. Chargers D. Dante Foreman, Kyle Rudolph, Matt Breida. Oh, I really wanted him. Cleveland, Quadre Allison, Atlanta running back. Ito Smith, Atlanta running back. Oh, Will Smith, Kiki Cutie. Marquise Brown, then round 15. Denver, Jacksonville, Josh Allen. And then this guy just said, I don't know, one guy apparently has three wide receivers on the team. Whatever. Dan Brady, only three wide receivers on your team. That's me too. I only have three wide receivers on my team. Who needs more wide receivers than three? Well, we're going to take Ekeler here, or Ekeler. And maybe Funchess. Funchess is still there, too. But really, I mean, Austin Ekeler, number one guy. I don't know how many picks I have left. I think I have two, but I don't remember. And that's what we're. That's the goal here, is improve your team, right? How can you improve your team from now? That's why you draft early. You draft early, load up on running backs, do a little capital, a little trade capital. Start making moves, man. Start trading. That's the whole point. It's hard to improve your team during the year because you have to fight everybody on the waiver wire to get somebody who, you know, somebody who's replacing somebody who got hurt the week before. Austin Ekeler, draft. My team is complete. Sweet. Let me read a couple teams here real quick. So who picked first? Let's look at the number one guy. What do you do? I'm writing send offers. Trade, send offers. So we got... Oh, I got back to the first guy here. Who picked number one? Let's see how number one did with their team. Damn it. Knock on. Let's see how knock on did. I'm only going to do one or two of these because, you know, whatever. So knock on picked Barkley number one. So he has Russell Wilson, quarterback, Robert Woods, and Cooper Kupp at receiver, which are terrible. Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. George Kittle, David Montgomery, starting at flex. No kicker. Denver, Darius Geis, Donnie Pettis, Tyreek Hill, Marvin Jones, Devin Singletary, Hakeem Butler, and Marquise Brown. This is like a freaking C team right here. You draft Barkley number one, then he comes back with a tight end and Derrick Henry. And their receivers are terrible. They're not terrible, but you don't want freaking those two guys starting. First of all, they had the same bye week. Second of all, they're going to cut into each other's time. Third of all, Cooper Kupp may or may not even be healthy. And Robert Woods has been solid. That's terrible. Very, very terrible. Let's see who picked... Fourth. Going to the ship, fourth. Go into the ship. Oh, and I always send out trade offers immediately after the draft. Fire them. Everybody's alert. Everybody's active. When you start sending out trade offers in July, no one's paying attention. Half the league doesn't even care until the season starts. Make trades now so at least you have all 10 teams active, more or less. All right, going to the ship. Deshaun Watson, quarterback. Michael Thomas, Stephon Diggs, Christian McCaffrey, Tarik Cohen starting. Zach Ertz, tight end. Kenny Galladay at the flex. Better than last time. Thomas, great. McCaffrey, great. Cohen, I don't want a guy starting who's going to have, you know, three guys to share with. It just doesn't make any sense. Galladay at flex. I do like Galladay, and I wouldn't mind having him at like a number two receiver spot. I just don't want him as, I mean, or even in the, I don't know. It just seems, the Lions are terrible. The Lions are terrible. And Greg Zuerlein. Baltimore defense. Will Fuller, Eric Ebron, Golden Tate, Ben Roethlisberger, Ito Smith, Minnesota. There's not a lot of, what kind of value are you going to get on the bench here? I mean, is Roethlisberger going to get better? Minnesota going to get better? Golden Tate, I mean, I like Golden Tate. Eric Ebron, nice. I like double tight end. But if you're going to take the Ertz that early, I don't know. There's just not a lot of room for improvement on the bench here. What kind of trade is he going to make? Unless he doesn't have a lot of, there's not a lot of anything to trade. This is like a B minus. And then we'll do one more team. Then we gotta get the hell out of here. We don't want to spend all night. This is the guy who picks seventh. D team. He picked Melvin Gordon first. D team. Andrew Luck, quarterback. Julio Jones, Keenan Allen. Like it so far. Melvin Gordon, James White. Don't like James White. O.J. Howard, A.J. Green at flex. Justin Tucker at kicker. Rams defense. So this is a solid, solid team. You know, he's got good starters. James White, like I said, I don't want to take a guy who has three people to compete with for carries. I think Sony Michel is going to lead that backfield. O.J. Howard, solid tight end, whatever. You know, it's fine. A.J. Green, I like A.J. Green there. Receivers are really good. The bench, Robbie Anderson, Cortland Sutton, Jared Goff, Delanie Walker, Matt Breida, Houston. He has nothing on the bench. Nothing on the bench that he can improve his starters with. This team is going to be set from now until whatever, unless he picks somebody off of waivers, you know, or, you know, changes that way. He's not going to improve via trade unless he packages two guys away. Unless he packages freaking A.J. Green and Keenan Allen, tries to move up to a top receiver. Or Keenan Allen and James White for a better running back. You know, that's the only way you could really improve it. There's just not a lot on the bench there. This is a nice, solid B-plus team, though, man. This is a really good team. I like it. So there we go. Draft complete. Should I read my starters in case anybody isn't paying attention? I'll do it real quick. Why not? Baker Mayfield, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham, Aaron Jones, Leonard Fournette, Hunter Henry, Mark Ingram. Freaking awesome starters. No kicker, no defense. Tevin Coleman, Daryl Henderson, Allen Robinson II, Royce Freeman, Carlos Hyde, Jalen Samuels, Dante Foreman, Austin Ekeler. We got a couple running backs in this team. I love it. So when you start seeing running backs get injured, people stepping up and stealing jobs, think of me, because I'm going to have them, because I have all of them. Again, July, middle of July, end of July, Average Joe's Listener League. Email me, please, if you want to get in that. I don't think it'll fill up super fast. This is our first draft. But we'll probably be full by the end of June for sure. But please, you know, so email me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. And we'll get you in there. Thanks for joining us. More drafts coming. Average Joe's out.